KPFK's webcast of the day for Sundays is From the Vault by the Pacifica Radio Archives. Every week, the folks at the archives go back into their unparalleled audio library and pull together a beautifully textured, powerful show with sound from the history of Pacifica Radio. This week's installment is from none other than Gore Vidal, speaking a couple days before the U.S. invasion of Iraq in the spring of 2003. Powerful stuff, available no other place than here. To hear From the Vault,
all you have to do is go to kpfk.org, and right there on the right side of the front page is a link to the webcast of the day. Click on it and enjoy From the Vault, and check it out 7 days a week on kpfk.org.
Bonjour, c'est Françoise Breu, vous écoutez le Melting Pot sur KPFK 90.7 FM à Los Angeles et 98.7 FM à Santa Barbara et dans le monde entier sur kpfk.org.
You are listening to Melting Pot here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on KPFK 90.7 FM here in Los Angeles. And you can check for us online on Facebook at facebook.com/meltingpotradio. It's now my very distinct pleasure to welcome in a guest DJ who's going to be on for about 40 minutes. We're hoping to get about 40 minutes of music from DJ Lengua, part of the Mas Exitos crew. And I'll just throw it over to him. Guest DJ set here from DJ Lengua on KPFK and Melting Pot. We'll be right back.
fiesta en la casa de Vicente. Yo pongo la plata para comprar el aguardiente. Yo pongo la plata para comprar el aguardiente. También llevamos muchachas para que hagan buen ambiente. Yo pongo la plata para comprar el aguardiente. Yo pongo la plata para comprar el aguardiente. Vamos a matar marrano para que coma la gente. Yo pongo la plata para comprar el aguardiente. Yo pongo la plata para comprar el aguardiente. ¡Viva la fiesta de Vicente! Buena comida y aguardiente. ¡Viva la fiesta de Vicente! Buena comida y aguardiente.
Escúchame, mujer bella, si me llegaras a amar, por ti yo cruzara el mar y alcanzara las estrellas, solo sin mi amor que es ella, que mi vida no termina. Y si ves en una esquina, hallara desconsolado el hombre que haber jurado, no vamos a hacer harina. Por casualidad halló algún día una mujer, ella sabrá comprender que te quiero de verdad y vivo en la realidad, amándote campesina, porque desde la colina voy yo para ti. Y si me dices que sí, nos vamos a hacer harina. llegaras a amar, por ti yo cruzara el mar y alcanzara las estrellas, solo sin mi amor que es ella, que mi vida no termina. Y si ves en una esquina, hallara de consolado al hombre que haber jurado, nos vamos a hacer harina. Por casualidad halló algún día una mujer, ella sabrá comprender que te quiero de verdad y vivo en la realidad, amándote campesina, porque desde la colina voy yo para ti. Y si me dices que sí, nos vamos a hacer harina.
Que son los hijos del sol, raza legendaria, que son los hijos del sol, y tienen la piel morena y henchido el corazón, y tienen la piel morena y henchido el corazón. Camino de la Chontalpa, voy cantando esta canción, camino de la Chontalpa, voy cantando esta canción. Junto a estos versos vuela todito mi corazón. Junto a estos versos vuela todito mi corazón. Ay, 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 ay.
Zumba.
Chontalpa.
A la vuelta. La segunda.
Raza legendaria, que son los hijos del sol. Raza legendaria, que son los hijos del sol. Y tienen la piel morena y henchido el corazón. Y tienen la piel morena y henchido el corazón. Camino de la Chontalpa, voy cantando esta canción. Camino de la Chontalpa, voy cantando esta canción. Junto a estos versos vuela mi vida y mi corazón. Junto a estos versos vuela todito mi corazón. Yeah.
Thank you. y esta es la cumbia amazónica con los chipi del Perú.
Yeah, that little bump just lets you know it was vinyl. So, guest DJ set from DJ Lingua. Mind-blowing stuff. He's making his way back in here and let you know what he played during that set. We're also going to chat for basically the rest of the show and probably close out on a track from his latest record. What you hear in the background right now, I can tell you, is from his first record, which was just self-titled, DJ Lingua on Club Unicornio Records. And the man himself has made his way in here. And so, hey, how are you doing, man?
Good, good, good. What's up, Los Angeles?
Man, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you.
This was an amazing set. I mean, like, we've been doing this show for about a year and had maybe five or six guest DJs, all really good cats, really good records. But this is like the first time where like almost every single record I was like, man, I wish I had that. I gotta get out. I gotta get out more often. You know, it was really, really, really sick, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I really love playing all the old stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was an honor to come up to Melting Pot.
Cool, man. So what did you play for us in the set?
Okay, so let me go through the list here. I started off with El Chacarero, which is by Los Diablos Rojos, which is the Red Devils, Peruvian band, kind of surf cumbia. Let me go through the list here. The next one was La Fuga del Bandido, and that's by Los Echos, another Peruvian band. And a lot of these 45s, I was slowing down to 33.
Yeah, that tripped me out. And you know, part of it may just be because I'm more of an LP kind of guy as opposed to a 45 guy. But yeah, I tripped out on that when I saw it. I was like, oh, man, he's playing it, but it's a 33. Does he know?
Yeah.
Should I say something?
Like, yeah,
but yeah, that was that. I mean, and thinking about it now, this is something we were talking about during the set. It was like, man, there's so many records I would have kept.
It's
just
true.
Slowing them down.
Every 45 has two personalities.
Okay,
you've got your lethargic, nice rhythmic one, and then you've got your fast one.
Yeah, you know? So perfect to slow it down in summer.
Yeah, just throw them on 33, push the pitch knob all the way up. And if you're lucky enough to have a new technique, then or one of the latest turntables, you can pitch 12 inches to.
Yes, very true.
Okay, so then the next one is Triste Estoy by Los Tutos. That was that really beautiful, nice kind of acoustic guitar sounding stuff early in the set. A lot of mellow stuff today. Just, you know, I'm feeling the heat of the past couple days. The next one was Yo Pongo La Plata by Auténticos del Sol. And they're Colombian. Let me see, what's the next one? Grupo Entembe. Larina, that was that really beautiful kind of gritty electric guitar, but very almost a little bit calypso sounding a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chico Che y La Crisis, their amazing band from Yucatan. Chico Che was like a legend in Mexico. And that was Camino de Chontalpa, and that's a really great tune. It's like kind of a mythic Aztec people. He sings about and then Popcorn Palomitas de Maíz by Anan. That's a really great organist from Colombia. Next one was Los Beltons, Domingo por la Mañana, and that was slowed down as well. One after that was Pa Oriente Me Voy by Los Átomos de Paramonga, which is a Peruvian band. After that was Cumbia Pop, which is the B-side of that 45 by Los Beltons. Let's see. Next one was Serranita by Teorama, which is a very Andean, Peruvian type of cumbia. And then Chicha by... the tune is Maria Esther by Los Chipis, and they're Peruvian as well. Very, very Andean type of sound. And then the last two tunes are mine.
Yeah. Really, really great, really great songs. And one of the things I'm wondering is how you got your start as a DJ, especially around these particular styles.
You know, we were the people that I was doing this with up in San Francisco, that we started a club around 2000, 2001 called Club Unicornio. And At the time, we were kind of the only ones to do something kind of more, I guess, with like a big variation of Latin music. Because, you know, most clubs are really focused on, you know, we only do salsa, we only do merengue. Or, you know, everybody's kind of was very divided at that time. And we kind of came through and we were more willing to play all the kind of weird, funky stuff, you know, that involved like all the way from like Peruvian punk rock, Mexican disco, Argentinian disco, and all the way into all the sonidero sounds, which is like sonidero is like the word DJ for in Mexico. And it involves basically just like a very tropical oriented sound system, Latin American tropical oriented sound system. And so you know, when we got started on it, you know, it was just a lot of fun because, you know, there was no outlet for that. And a lot of these vinyls were sitting, you know, since the 60s, 70s, you know, collecting dust. And, you know, I had lived in Peru for a little bit, lived in Mexico City for a while, and had collected all these and figured, hey, let's do a club with it. And ever since then, it just snowballed and it's gained a lot of movement in the past probably 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, there have been some explorations into kind of Latin music from the 60s and 70s, but a lot of these sounds, especially like the cumbia sounds, you know, prior to, I guess about that time, it really, like prior to the 2000s, you really didn't see any collections.
Yeah.
There weren't a lot of like the kind of big name DJs who would break kind of music from that period of time. Didn't seem like a lot of them were really playing it.
No. There was like the Punto Mayo, you know, the very world oriented, and I know this is KPFK. I don't mean to offend anybody, but for me, those were just a little too vanilla for my taste.
Yeah.
And so like, well, we were digging deeper, you know, and pulling up stuff that's like, you know, that was literally some of the stuff I found in an uncle's bag, covered in dirt, you know, had probably been sitting in this closet, you know, since the 70s.
Yeah. And that's the thing, I think probably a lot, I mean, now people are kind of a little bit hipper to like, you know, like the Disco Fuente stuff, just because there have been more collections come out in the last several years, and especially with, you know, the kind of underground popularity that Quantix had.
Yeah.
But it still seems like a lot of these records are probably still hanging around in a lot of places.
They are, yeah. I mean, I know Mexico City, it's harder to find the stuff. I know that there have been even like domestically grown collecting culture has picked it up, you know, whereas like, you know, 10, 15 years ago, not even people in Mexico City would be collecting this stuff, you know. So there's a whole new crop of kids that are kind of re-exploring their own culture. And, you know, I think it's tough because Latin America went through so much tumultuous time in the 80s and 90s that really recalibrated people's taste and stuff. And they threw out vinyl because once the CD came out, it was like, oh, what is that old crap, you know?
Yeah.
And the kids did the same thing. The music industry suffered a lot during the 80s when, you know, there was a lot of social strife. It was more oriented to look towards North America as its cultural reference, you know, and try to be pop, try to be rock. And there's nothing wrong with that because originally a lot of these bands were doing that too.
Yeah.
You know, back in the 60s and stuff, they looked to the Beatles and stuff like that. But without that heavy dose of like the native rhythm and beat, you know, that I think makes it so unique, it was losing that. And I think now a lot of new groups that are coming out of all these places are understanding that, and not in like a cheesy way, but in a real way, you know, like in a way that's like, hey, I own this. I want to be a part of this. I'm going to incorporate this into my global taste, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's the thing, you know, one of a number of people who appreciate kind of as a DJ, but also as an artist. And that's one of the things that I think comes through in the music that you produce as DJ Lingua for now, these two records on Club Un Acordeon. So it was a club night and then it became a record label and has a few people on there. I was wondering how you describe these sounds. I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know, you know, like as a DJ, I'm always trying to think of like, you know, kind of putting people into boxes and like particular titles, you know, kind of like I don't know, like cumbia electronica or kind of like breakbeat cumbia or what? Like what? How do you describe the music you create as an artist?
It's funny because when I first came out with my first album, I always noticed that they would put it in new jazz.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm like, well, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But the if you noticed, even in Amoeba, I know Gomez, who is the Latin buyer there, like he's really expanding that collection, that section, you know, and it's starting to expand into more vintage stuff. So you can go there and actually find something that might be interesting from those days. And then there's also the newer section that's expanding with more varied artists and new artists, you know, that are coming out. Whereas, like, you know, 10 years ago, you wouldn't have a lot of that. You know, it would be harder to find these kind of more, I would say, like crossbred music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Where it isn't quite Latin all the way. There's a strong American influence to a lot of my music. You know, a lot of soul R&B type beat. Backbeat, you know, and so it is. It's strange to try to classify it.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to classify it myself, I would try to say something along the lines of, future Latin, future, not even Latin American, just I guess just like a future global rhythm, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I can explain it, you know. But I definitely like I like to just pick and choose from whatever I like. I don't discriminate between like sonidero, really cheesy keyboard stuff, and like very rootsy stuff. To me, I don't try to delineate between like high and low.
Yeah.
You know, I just try to just really find what is special about the tune, you know.
Yeah, and it definitely, I mean, it's in some ways, you know, you were kind of talking about that influence. It's like a very kind of throwback hip-hop approach, and mm-hmm. how kind of like classic hip-hop was produced, especially kind of like the club stuff that didn't even quite get on the wax the way that it kind of was. But that just that kind of taking all those various aspects of the music that you hear and that you love and being able to meld it into something else.
Yeah, I would definitely say the past two albums are heavily hip-hop influenced. But I also do a lot of electronic music.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the next album and the next tunes that I'll probably be producing will be a little bit more on those lines. Because I definitely, like, I don't try to distinguish between, the club culture and hip-hop. Because,
yeah.
But I come out of the 90s. That's, like, my cultural reference point with a lot of the uh-huh. American music, so.
Yeah, really running out of time. There are two really quick questions. I was just interested because one of the things most distinctive about this record, Cruzando, is the artwork. And I was wondering how you hooked up with Julio Cesar Morales, who did this amazing artwork.
Yeah, Julio Cesar Morales is a good friend of mine. He actually is one of the co-founders in Unicornio, Club Unicornio,
cool.
the actual club that we started back in 2001. And he's definitely like, he's carrying through his influence into the record label. And for the radio listeners that aren't seeing it, there are these amazing watercolors of people that he took JPEGs that he found on the internet of like people being smuggled across the border, and they, you know, when they smuggle people inside of car seats and inside of dashboards of cars and stuff like
yeah.
that. So it's this really amazing kind of metaphor too for like at least that's the way I'm using it, is like a metaphor for the way the music transports itself across the borders as well.
Yeah, especially with the speaker on the back.
That's yeah, it. Yeah. And yeah. So he kind of like, you know, took artistic license to kind of think, hey, you know, these are the real ways that people are doing it, but there's probably a lot of fantasy ways that we could come up yeah. with, people being smuggled in all kinds of crazy ways, you know, and yeah.
Okay, we're so out of time, and Folk Scene is up right now. We're going to have to bring you in sometime, maybe when the next record comes out.
Sure.
We barely even had time to like talk about where you're going to be DJing, but there'll be information about that on the website, up on facebook.com/meltingpotradio, and on the blog. Tomorrow I'll have that guest DJ set. Thanks so much again for coming
sure.
through, man.
Can I do a quick plug real
quick? Quick, quick, quick.
Okay, Más Éxitos is on Thursday night. this week at Verdugo Bar, and then also Mas Éxitos meets the Dub Club at Echo and Echoplex. So that's going to be big time, and that's going to be awesome. Bring your booty.
When is that one?
That is Wednesday, okay. August 31st, and then September 1st is Thursday at Verdugo Bar.
Okay, so thanks again so much for coming through, man.
Thank
We'll definitely have you back, have a longer conversation, because we could have talked for like another hour or two. But Folk Scene is coming up right now, and thanks again to everybody who pledged during the fundraiser, and I'll see you guys next week. Y'all take care.